Make good habits on purpose. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Make good habits on purpose. We're always making habits. We're always making good habits, bad habits. We're making beneficial habits. We're making non-beneficial habits. We're always making habits. And we're thinking about these habits, and we're thinking how wonderful they are and how meaningful they are. And as we think these habits of how wonderful they are and how meaningful they are, what do? We make a habit of eating our food, wolfing it down. We make a habit of letting our clothes get dirty and not wanting to have them as beautiful as they can be. We make the habit of living in a world that is dusty, and the world that is filled with all sorts of things that put a film on things and make a mirror cloudy and make windows dirty. Ah, how you talk, Herb. What kind of a habit world are you in? You do that? Unfortunately, we all do that. Unfortunately, we all make habits, and our habits are sometimes not so good. Our habits are the habit of thinking that things have to be the way they are. Well, let's start making good habits. And let's start making our good habits on purpose, doing it by choice, making our good habits on purpose. Have you taken the habit of saying thank you for a wonderful meal when you go into a restaurant, or when you are visiting a friend's house, or when you're at your home? Did you ever make a meal for yourself? Did you ever make yourself a wonderful salad? And you did all the little garnishes on the salad, all the little things that made it look so attractive and so wonderful. And then after you made the salad, before you even eat it, you look at the salad and say, that is beautiful. Thank you for making that wonderful salad for me. And you're talking to yourself. Thank you for making that wonderful salad for me. Or my dogs and the cats, but my dogs love peanut butter. And so every meal, I have to prepare a peanut butter slice of bread for Rex, my dog. And Rex sometimes gets a treat here and there, but if he doesn't get his slice of bread with the peanut butter on, it's not a whole slice, just a half a slice usually, he will go into the bedroom, he'll go in the TV room, and he'll pick up the blanket that's on the stool that I use to cover my feet when I'm watching videos. And he'll pick up that blanket and he'll bring it in and bring it to me at the table, present it to me, saying, here, I'm doing you a favor. I have not forgotten you. Now, don't forget me. And I am reminded, I cannot not make him his piece of toast with a little bit of peanut butter on it. And so I take the piece of bread out of the bread basket, and I break it in half, and then I open up the peanut butter jar that I have just for the dogs, and I take out a knife full of peanut butter, and I spread it on the bread, going to all the edges, making it look nice, smoothing it down, making it easy. And then I think to myself, now, if I give him this piece of bread with the peanut butter up, he'll get it stuck to the roof of his mouth, and he won't be able to eat it as wonderfully as he'd like. He will make all that up with the chin and trying to get that off of the roof of his mouth, and that's not very nice. So I make it a habit to turn the peanut butter down on his tongue so that when he takes it in his mouth, he will be able to eat it happily and wonderfully and oftentimes in one gulp. And that's the way dogs are. And so I don't say, you should chew it, you should do this. He's not a people, he's a dog. And dogs wolf things down. We do that often ourselves. So I make good habits on purpose. I make the good habit of giving him the little piece of bread with some peanut butter on, with the face down, so that he can handle it handily and enjoy it. Now, that's a habit. That's a habit. And does he say thank you either way? Oh, when peanut butter is up and it's stuck to the roof of his mouth and he's doing his utmost to get it off the roof of his mouth, he's saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, it's so good, but oh, it's a job to get this loose. And when it's down on his tongue and it slides right down his throat and he says, oh, that is so good. You know right how to handle it, don't you, Dad? You know right how to do it. You're wonderful. Yes. Make good habits on purpose. We all have the ability to make good habits. When's the last time you said to your wife or your husband or your family or the waitress or the cook in the restaurant that was a good meal? Thank you. That was very delicious. That was a lovely meal. That was wonderful. After each meal, do you say to your person who makes the meal for you, thank you very much? And if it's yourself, do you say to yourself, thank you very much, that was a nice meal. You took time to make a lovely meal for yourself. Someone took time to make a lovely meal for you. Maybe it was yourself, maybe it was someone else, but someone took time to make a lovely meal for you. Did you take time to remember to say thank you for the lovely meal? When a person comes up to you and they're going through the world and having all sorts of experiences, and then they look at you and they smile and they say, golly, it's a wonderful day. And you, in your wisdom, me in my wisdom, I say, thank you for your happy face. Thank you for your happy face. It makes me feel so good. And lo and behold, I feel so good. And seeing others with happy faces, I say, thank you for your happy face. Sometimes not out loud, but saying it out loud is not bad either. Saying it out loud is showing that I really recognize it quickly and instantly. I can show I recognize the happy face by my happy attitude, by my happy consciousness, by my happy thoughts, by my happy self. But to say, thank you for your happy face. Thank you for your happy smile. People will sometimes say, what's wrong with you? Why do you say thank you for the most natural thing in the world that I do? My happy face, my happy thought, my happy being. Well, as we make a habit of this, we are spreading this all over the world. We're like putting the peanut butter on the piece of bread. Now, if we put it upward in our mouth, it'll stick to the roof of our mouth. If we put it downward, we can chew it and enjoy it. If our happiness is something that we say, you sure make me feel good, you got such a lovely smile on your face, that's something we can chew and enjoy. But if we say, oh, you're so good, you're so good, you're so good, you're so wonderful, you're so, it's overkill and it loses its benefit and it loses its result for us. We can say thank you for caring about me. Thank you for being happiness in my life. Thank you for all the joy that you are in my world. We make good habits on purpose. And the good habits can be much grander than the simple ones that I give here. But you can make the choice of where you want to make good habits on purpose in your life. It's up to you what you do. It's up to you how you handle it. It's up to you where you have it. It's up to you why you have it there. It's up to you what you're going to do with all that happens in your life. Are you going to make good habits on purpose? I know I do every day. And every day as I make good habits on purpose, I feel wonderful. I feel great. I feel on top of the world. And life is an exciting, joyful, magnificent adventure because I made it so by making good habits on purpose. Join me doing that today. I know you do. I love you.